Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Just a horrific weekend on the country's roads. I don't think there's any other word for it. Several of the papers leading with that on their front pages. The Irish Daily Mirror has a photograph of emergency services on the N72 where two people died. The headline, three women killed in crashes. The Irish Daily Star, of course, reminds us that yesterday was Mother's Day and we have three women killed in Mother's Day car crash tragedies yesterday. We have two children injured in one of those incidents on the Mallow to Killarney Road. That's where two victims in their 40s and 60s died. And then we had a woman who died in her 60s in a collision in County Waterford. So unfortunately, a very, very tragic Mother's Day for some. The Irish Examiner also has that on the front page, photographs of emergency services. A lot of them having to, unfortunately, work yesterday at these crashes. Three dead in Munster crashes is how the Irish Examiner describes it. Elsewhere, they're looking in the Munster area at dirty water, which I know is a big issue. And parents are constantly worried their baby's bottles are not clean. Hairdressers say they're losing whole days of work because of no water, very important in that industry. And bakers who say their business faces closure because the supply is dirty, it's tinged with yellow. These are some of the people across the country who've told the Irish Examiner of their water supply woes, which impact so much of so many of the public's everyday lives. It's costing people a lot of money and people are losing hours over it. Read more about that in the Irish Examiner. On the front of the Irish Times, in case you aren't sick of hearing about the passenger cap at Dublin Airport, we have another story about it, the main story in the front of the Irish Times today, where the government is considering intervening to lift the passenger cap at Dublin Airport, including laws allowing the limit to be increased. So we have a cap of 32 million passengers coming through the airport, and this is a whole planning saga, and saga is the word for it. It's going on and on and on. The government is of the view that this is hindering economic growth, and apparently the DAA will be expected to persevere with its planning application to lift the cap. But even if a favourable outcome is reached, they believe it could be between 3 and 5 years before a solution is in place. The government is saying we need permanent solutions. So looks like they're going to do a new law to increase the cap at Dublin Airport. Maybe they should also be looking at spreading around flights around the country as well. Just looking at what happened at Heathrow there a couple of weeks ago and thinking if that happens in Dublin, there's very, very few flights going to other parts of the country in comparison. The Irish Independent tells us that we're targeting influencers again. There's a new wave of sanctions to target influencers. The consumer watchdog is warning of more action against social media influencers who aren't being honest. They're breaching laws related to commercial content. I'm still seeing it the whole time on Instagram. Stuff that you know is an absolute ad and they're not declaring that it is an ad. The CCPC now has a forensic team looking at possible breaches, and now members of the public can act as whistleblowers. And this is how you find out if influencers are not declaring if they're being paid for an ad or not, or if something is sponsored as well. There's all these little hashtags on things like Instagram. You are supposed to say SponCon and things like that. Just not happening with some influencers. Some, in fairness to them, because they're professional people and care about their careers, some of them are acting above board and declaring it. Inside the papers, you heard there the news about contactless, and the Mail has more on this. Cash is no longer king now. 90% of people are tapping and going to pay for their shopping and restaurant bills. We're flat out 1.5 billion contactless card payments made last year in shops, restaurants and other outlets. So we're spending about 26 billion quid a year using contactless payments, which is far easier. Now, I haven't made the step of paying with my phone yet. I still use a card in the shop. But the idea of taking out cash, I had to do it recently because I got a new bank card, and to activate the card that said take out cash, could barely remember my PIN number. It's been so long. So the Banking and Payments Federation says cash no longer king, it would seem. 90% of us now using tap and go, which works out, by the way, that every person in Ireland, on average, is making about 300 contactless payments a year. So nearly one a day, according to the Mail. The school meals, very, very popular, and I know a lot of funding is going into having school meals, but the Examiner tells us that mouldy ciabatta bread, high sugar content, extra treats, and blatant menu limitation for children with celiac disease are some of the complaints about school meals. About 80 people have complained about the school meals programme, and the complaints vary, as I say, to mouldy bread and high sugar treats among these school complaints. One example, if you're having your breakfast this morning, the parent's eldest child is not a fussy eater, ordered ciabatta. As she opened it, she found the bread to be visibly moulded. Don't think moulded is the word. Mouldy would be the word. This was not the first or second time this has happened. I have a child that won't eat the school lunch now as a result. And what this mother did was she got the kids to sneak the food home so she could have a hawk at it herself and saw some of the mouldy bread. Interesting one in The Sun. A group of Dublin taxi drivers are now setting up their own version of Free Now. They were told a group of cabbies in Dublin have come together to create their own app to take on the big taxi firms because they believe drivers are footing unfair bills. I assume it goes live. Excuse me. I assume it goes live from today, and it's called Hola. So H-O-L-A is the app, run by taxi drivers themselves because they're not happy with some of the fares where you're being charged. There's a whole breakdown you can see on your bill with some of these other taxi apps. This app will charge drivers €1 per fare. So it's called Hola. It's a rival now to Free Now and Uber. So we'll see how that goes. If you're trying to find a date, apparently you're supposed to allow AI to get involved. In The Telegraph, we're told single people can improve their chances of finding love by using AI to write their dating profiles. This is the boss of Hinge, who says AI is helping users write profiles and AI is choosing photographs for your dating profile. It used to be your friends did this for you. Now it's AI. Apparently it'll help you. We've a dream job in The Sun. Well, certainly my dream job. Aldi is on the hunt for this year's chief Easter egg tasting officer. The supermarket says it's a job of a lifetime for a lover of chocolate. Now, you don't get paid, by the way. Aldi will just send you out the eggs to try and review them online. So apply for that if you're interested. And finally, in the Times of London, I don't know if you're out for a meal or not at the weekend, you may have noticed that the wine is disappearing faster than normal when you're out eating. It's not that you're taking bigger drinks of it. It's the fact that wine glasses have got smaller. The Times of London has been looking at some restaurants here and seeing that the glasses are smaller. The glasses now are 125ml glasses. They used to be 175ml glasses. And the reason for it is profit. Essentially, restaurants need the money, and so it's being driven by profit margins. So have a look for that next time you're out and about for a meal. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.